Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 398 for Wednesday, May 18th. I'm Phil Front Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Wednesday, with fund buying a feature amid ideas that the market was looking underpriced compared to other oilseeds. Canola was up $3 to $5 after trading within a narrow range for most of the day. The July contract ended up $4.70 at $521.50 per ton. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, down a half cent today, solid end-user demand, and a lack of significant farmer selling all accounted for some of the strength in the market. In addition, canola had lagged Chicago soybeans to the upside yesterday and had room to move higher despite today's losses in beans. Those losses in soybeans and soy oil did put some pressure on canola. Forecasts calling for beneficial rain across most of the dry areas of Alberta over the next week were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down, corn up, and wheat mixed. Soybeans down 5 to 12 cents, the July contract down 7 at 10.73 per bushel. Speculators booking profits were behind some of the selling in beans, as prices backed off the nearly two-year highs hit yesterday. Losses in Malaysian palm oil were also bearish for the oilseeds in general. Relatively favorable U.S. seeding weather and increasing export competition out of South America added to the softer tone in beans. But support was uncovered to the downside and soybeans were off their session lows. For corn, prices were steady to up 2 cents, the July contract up 2 at $3.99 per bushel. Expectations that the U.S. government is set to raise its requirements for ethanol and other renewable fuels provided support, as corn is a major feedstock for ethanol in the country. Supportive technical signals were another feature as the nearby July contract touched the $4 mark. But steady exports out of Brazil weighed on prices. For wheat, prices were up a penny to down 3 cents, the July contract in Chicago down 2 at $4.80 per bushel. Spillover from the gains in corn provided support, while nearby technicals are also looking a bit more constructive for wheat. However, the underlying fundamentals are relatively bearish, with good precipitation in the forecasts for the U.S. plains and a better-than-average spring seeding pace across most of the Northern Hemisphere. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front Workington.